Religion offers no shield for wickedness, for evil. The God in whom I believe does not foster this kind of action. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of peace and reassurance. He is a God of love.
I want God to come and take me home, 'cause I'm all alone in this crowd. Who are you to me? Who am I supposed to be? Not exactly sure anymore. Where's this going to? Can I follow through, or just follow you for a while? Does anyone ever get this right? I feel no love.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Hey everyone, I'm Bob Caswell, and today you're going to hear my faith crisis set to music. So let me explain. Ever since I can remember, I've had this habit. Bad habit, good habit, I don't really know. Let's just go with habit. I've had this habit of taking songs I really like and repurposing them for the narrative of my life. As if musicians write songs specifically for me. I mean, don't they? Why wouldn't they? Growing up Mormon, everything was pretty conveniently about me anyway, what with living in the last dispensation and being part of a chosen generation and such. So anyway, back to musicians writing music about me. We all do this, right? Repurpose songs for key events in our life? Hopefully it's not just me. I'll spare you the more embarrassing examples and just stick with one major example. Maybe it's still embarrassing. You tell me. You know, sometimes I'm not really sure what to embrace and what to be embarrassed by, so we'll see where this goes. But I'm going to talk about what happened when my habit for repurposing music for life events became best friends with my faith crisis. This happened, not surprisingly, around 2007 when I had my faith crisis. One song I love and I loved before my faith crisis and still love now well after is the song No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. Great band. This is a song I can't get enough of. In fact, I'm one of those sing in the car kind of guys. I love to sing along with songs I love, and this one really never grows old. I like to listen to podcasts while driving my commute, but I also like to listen and sing along to music, especially on the freeway. Because otherwise, you know, there's something about stop-and-go traffic that makes you look around and wonder if anyone is watching you rock out by yourself in your car. But I digress. Even if lately I've been thinking, who cares? Why not embrace it? So here goes. Sing along with me if you know the words, and then we'll talk about the lyrics after. Don't worry, this isn't the full song. Or be worried, maybe it's still a problem. I'm just going to give you a taste of riding in a car with Bob for a minute.
We get some rules to follow that end this, these and those. No one knows. We get these pills to swallow. How
So did you catch all that? Here it is again, one more time, the non-singing format. We get some rules to follow. That and this, these and those, no one knows. We get these pills to swallow, how they stick in your throat, taste like gold. Oh, what you do to me, no one knows. So to me, this became all about the church being so arbitrary. I couldn't tell what really mattered and what was just silly. It all started to blur. And it did feel like I was starting to swallow pills. And I love the metaphor of golden pills. Because, you know, gold, that's awesome, right? It's always the go-to metal for teaching a lesson about something we want. But then a golden pill? Seemingly so awesome at first, until it gets stuck in your throat. And then when you have a taste, you start realizing that maybe swallowing gold pills isn't such a good idea. And this overwhelming feeling comes over you that you can't explain, you're not sure who to talk to. This entity, an organization, a church, it's doing so much to me, but no one knows. No one knows. Now, I won't get into the rest of the verses, but I recommend you check out the whole song. Great stuff and a nice rockin' song, too. There is at least one other song I have to talk about. Bear with me. It actually came out in October 2007, right during the heart of my disaffection. And wow, this song spoke to me on a whole other level. It also ended up being that classic scenario where, you know, you end up hearing the lyrics you want to hear rather than the exact lyrics as they are. Even so, the original lyrics still work just as well, but I want to share my slightly different version. Are you ready? This is Happy Ending by Mika. So if you're not ready for a minute of being in the car with Bob trying out some falsetto, you've been warned, if you weren't already warned enough the first time.
This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like it's forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together. Wake up in the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, I guess I wish you well. A little bit of heaven, but a little bit of hell.
This is the hardest story that I have ever told. No hope of love or glory, happy endings gone forevermore. As if I'm wasting, and I'm wasting every day.
So, I've listened to this song over 100 times and still love it. This is the way you left me. I'm not pretending. No hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending. This is the way that we love, like kids forever. Then live the rest of our life, but not together. Wake up in the morning, stumble on my life. Can't get no love without sacrifice. If anything should happen, I guess I wish you well. A little bit of heaven, but a little bit of hell. This is the hardest story that I've ever told. No hope, nor love, or glory. Happy endings gone forevermore. I feel as if I'm wasting, and I'm wasting every day. Now, even though I exited the church in 2007, it took me 2 years before I told anyone in my family. I was so scared of what my brothers and sisters would think, especially. I honestly thought it would ruin everything. I mean, there is no happy ending now, right? Turning my back on the church? It's giving up on an eternity with my family. And what's the point of even trying to maintain a relationship in this life if doctrinally it's irrelevant and insignificant as compared to the eternities? Why not just remember how we all were as kids? That love was real and without institutional conditions. This really did feel like it was going to be the hardest story I had ever told. And is it me leaving them? Not any more than it is them leaving me, by my account, because they're still subscribing to the institution that provides them all sorts of doctrine that is designed to tell them more about me than I could share about myself in my post-Mormon condition. And I remember thinking, if the eternities are gone now, it sure is easy to live life assuming you're just wasting one day at a time. Luckily, none of that is true. I really am one of the lucky ones. To my family's credit, half of them have fallen away, and the other half have done an amazing job not letting this play out in the nightmarish scenario I had imagined. And life now for me is no waste, because this is likely all there is. I want to embrace this fascinating experience. There's no relying on celestial glory now. And you know, the irony is, for as easy as it is to take an active Mormon's perspective and point out all the cognitive dissonance in a negative light, if you think about it, it's that cognitive dissonance thriving that makes it possible for any active Mormon to have a real relationship with someone like me. The alternative is the black and white scenario of either cutting me off or apostatizing. And rather than giving in to what feels like a dice roll gamble for anyone forced with that choice, I say, let the cognitive dissonance thrive. So before I leave you today, I want to give you a little more of the song that opened this episode. It's another Queens of the Stone Age song. This one is called The Vampire of Time and Memory. I'll spare you the details this time around, or the singing, but rather, just fill them in on your own. Sing to your heart's content. See what this song means to you. But for me, even now, hearing a song released in 2013, wow. Musicians are still writing and singing about my faith crisis. Anyone for the closing prayer?
I know confusion here. It is as I feared. The illusion that you feel is real. To be vulnerable is needed most of all. If you intend to truly fall apart, you think the worst of all is far behind. The vampire of time and memories has died. I survived. I speak, I breathe.
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.